podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another video here on fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Today, we are having a look at a Game Week 27 wildcard draft. Now, those of you who didn't play your wildcard in Game Week 26, I still look at it and think that playing it in Game Week 27 can still pay off quite a lot if you do decide to play it this week. Of course, if you didn't play it last week, you probably ended up on a green arrow because you probably had the likes of Mo Salah, Darwin Nunez, that all of us, like myself, on wildcard did decide to sell. Before we dive into the picks, if you enjoy these sorts of videos, do not forget to smash that like button. Do not forget to subscribe to Fantasy Football Scout. So we are going to start in goal, and it is a very similar draft. A lot of the picks will be similar to what you would have gotten with if you did play your wildcard in Game Week 26. There are a couple of changes in here. However, in goal, we have gone with Raya and Kepa. Raya, of course, the Brentford double game week in Game Week 27. Kepa still looking good. Chelsea still not scoring a lot of goals, but still continuing to look quite strong defensively as well. Ben Chilwell coming back in, he looks like a great pick, and we might talk about him in a moment. No Thiago Silva, but they still look like they're able to keep clean sheets. Now, Steel of Brighton is probably the big one that you're considering you don't have in here, but there are just still three other better Brighton picks that I think you should be considering for your FPL teams over going with Steel in goal. So that's why he's not made it in as a second goalkeeper. Now, if you don't have your bench boost still to play, then you may decide that you want to go and pick Steel because you don't need quite a strong bench. But for now, I do think Raya and Kepa are the two goalkeepers that I would go with. Moving into defence now. So the big change we've had here is we don't have the double Newcastle defence that a lot of people on Wildcard 26 did decide to go with. Kieran Trippier does keep his place. They have Wolves at home this week. Then they play Nottingham Forest in the blanking game at 28. And then they do have a double in Game Week 29 as well. I still think the attacking threat, even though the clean sheets aren't there, means that you do want to have Kieran Trippier in your Game Week 27 wildcard draft. Now, next to him, we actually have double Chelsea defence, and we've gone with Ben Chilwell. Reece James was one who got a lot of attention, a lot of people looking to buy him in their wildcards in Game Week 26, but of course, he was ruled out. Chilwell looks like he's on some set pieces. Of course, he picked up the assist for the goal, which came from a corner in Game Week 26, picked up a lot of points as well because they did keep a clean sheet. Yes, there is a slight doubt because you could have the likes of Cucurella, Lewis Hall playing in that left-back position, but Ben Chilwell does look like he's nailed down that spot in that Chelsea lineup. We do have a Brighton defender. We do have a Stupinan. He got taken off after 75 minutes, which seems to be a common sort of thread with him. I don't mind that at all because if they concede late, he's likely to be off the pitch as we saw in Game Week 25 and still manages to keep a clean sheet despite Brighton conceding because he does sometimes get those early subs. But the attacking threat is there. The attacking numbers are there. The assists are there. I do think he's the best Brighton defender and it's worth going with him over going with Steele as your backup goalkeeper. Now, we have gone with a Brentford defender and it is Pinnock, a little bit of recency bias. Rico Henry did also look really good. I wouldn't be buying Ben Mee basically. Pinnock at 4.4 seemed to have the same attacking threat that Ben Mee did, and he's considerably cheaper. Henry was good from open play. He doesn't get in the box from very many of the set pieces, is the only thing that I would sort of be cautious about him. So we have gone with Pinnock, but partly because he did score in Game Week 26. But we do want a Brentford defender. Of course, they double this week. They double in Game Week 29, and they play in Game Week 28 as well. And finally, we've gone with Matty Cash. Again, you're going to tell me there's recency bias here, but he is a pick that a lot of people spoke about, including myself. He was in the wildcard draft we produced last week, even before he picked up an assist and a clean sheet in Game Week 26. 4.6 million, an okay fixture this week. He'd actually likely sit on your bench this week. Then they play Bournemouth at home in the blank in Game Week 28, and then they have a double in Game Week 29 as well. Quite a nice bench option. Aston Villa look quite good defensively. They look good going forward. He looks nailed, and the attacking threat is there, as we saw in Game Week 26. Moving into midfield now, and we do have double Brighton midfielders. We have gone with McAllister and Matoma. Matoma, for me, has to be in your wildcard team. We have gone with McAllister over going for Solly March. Both of them are great picks, and to be honest, it's a 50-50 or a 33% chance that it could be any of them that get the attacking returns. I have just favoured the penalty taker. Having that set piece taker whilst also having the open play threat that Matoma offers, I think it's quite a nice combination. If you need to save money, or if you've got Solly March in your team at the moment, I wouldn't worry too much about selling him or changing him. But if I had to wildcard this week, it would be McAllister and Matoma. We do have Rashford in there, Southampton at home. Of course, we're expecting Manchester United to bounce back after that shock result, that very shocking result that threw all of our wildcards out of the window in Game Week 26. He is in there. He's the only Manchester United option because they do blank in Game Week 28, but then they do have a double game week in Game Week 29. And then finally, In the midfield, we have double Arsenal midfield. Bukayo Saka, I think there's no doubt that he's going to be in there. He looks like the sort of talisman of Arsenal, getting a lot of returns. He's definitely in there. Of course, they play this week and they play in the blank. No double in game week 29, but if you do get stuck with Saka, Leeds at home is still a great fixture. And then we've gone with Odegaard, just because Odegaard, the amount of shots and the underlying numbers from game week 26, I think he had more shots than any other player in the Premier League in game week 26, more than any other player has ever had as well, which means the attacking numbers are there. He should have had an attacking return. You're very unlucky if you did go with Odegaard and you didn't get anything in that match. So Odegaard and Saka, of course, the only two in here that actually have a fixture in game week 28, which is something we'll talk about in just a moment. There is also no Mo Salah. Now, Mo Salah, I think, is a great pick for this week. But what you've got to consider is if you go for Mo Salah, you basically have one fixture over the next 2 weeks. Whereas if you go for the likes of Odegaard, you've got two fixtures over the next 2 weeks. Saka, two fixtures over the next 2 weeks. Rashford, a lot of you have got money tied up in him. And then McAllister and Mitoma all have two fixtures over the next two game weeks as well, which is why we just haven't had room for Mo Salah. If you want to go with him for this week and commit to selling him next week because you need the players out, then potentially. But I still think if I was wildcarding this week, I wouldn't have Mo Salah in it. And then finally, we move up front. And there's also no Erling Haaland in this wildcard draft. And it is for the same reasoning that we've just spoken about with Mo Salah. Now, you might lose a bit of value in him. However, Erling Haaland has one fixture this week. He blanks next week and then one in the double in game week 29. Ollie Watkins has four games and Ivan only has five games, where Erling Haaland only has two. Harry Kane also has three, plus he, of course, is a great captaincy option going into game week 28 as well. Tony, likely to be the most captain player going into game week 27. Watkins has a great fixture in game week 28 home to Bournemouth, plus having the double in game week 29. Harry Kane as well, a great run of fixtures despite having a double. So this wildcard draft has no Salah, it has no Erling Haaland in there as well, and I'm sure the comments are going to be shouting at me. The plan would be to buy back Erling Haaland in game week 30 for Ivan Toney with the money that this wildcard draft does leave in the bank. You'd also look to do Odegaard, probably to Bruno Fernandes, still the plan going into game week 29, along with potentially looking to buy Luke Shaw into your defence, potentially for the likes of Pinnock, potentially for the likes of Matty Cash as well. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you would change anything. Would you, of course, have Mo Salah? Would you, of course, have Erling Haaland in there? I still think for the longer term planning, I would go without. If you've enjoyed the video, do not forget to hit the like button. Do not forget to subscribe. If you do enjoy FPL videos, do not forget to check out my own channel, FPL Harry, on YouTube. Link is in the description. Link is up above as well. Thank you all so much for watching, and I'll be back again next week.